This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Adam, you're on the air with Matt Bracken. Welcome, my friend. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Pretty much my main concern is with Obama, the transfer of power. I was wondering if you think they'll try to engineer a situation where, you know, he's got to make the excuse that he can't hand over power. I don't know if that would be war with Russia or Syria, some sort of economic.
Well, they're already trying to start an impeachment, and they've got the Republican establishment wanting to do that as well. So Trump's got to just race to get as much prosperity back into the country as he can. But he's in a race against global economic meltdown that was already beginning. Matt, you got any comments on that?
That's exactly right. I mean, I can't say more than what you just said. Prosperity is the best propaganda, for sure. Like what, I was watching Salenti before. He's absolutely right. Nothing's going to breed success like economic success. The problem is, you know, that the takedown could be at on a global scale, and even Donald Trump, and no matter who's in charge, no matter what his great policies are, if there's a global economic crash, Trump will be called the Hoover. He'll be called, you know, the person that brought on the crash, and Obama will be the, you know, the wise man.
That's why it's important to let Soros and the globalists and all of them know, the Davos crew, we're watching you. We know your tricks. You're going to be held accountable. Don't think you're going to run off during New Zealand during some civil war. We're going to make sure that you get in serious trouble.
Yeah, as far as some trick where Obama ends up staying in, declaring martial law, I think that's completely out the door now at this point. And this is one of the things that by Trump acting so presidential so early, for example, you know, with the carrier.
It's never been done before.
Right. And, well, he's already, in a sense, the virtual president. So anything that happens now, let's say a truck bomb goes off right during the inauguration, you know, it won't stop it. He's going to be in, you know, the White House is blown up.
Even if they kill him, it's only going to supercharge Americana. And by the way, he's very fatalistic in a good way. He's very cheerful about all this. He's ready to, he's not even scared.
No, I mean, and he doesn't need this. You know, that's the thing that I come back to. He's not a power mad money grubber like the Clintons, you know, came out of the, you know, of the, wherever they came from.
Hillary's reportedly basically dying, and she's still money grubbing 6 days a week, going around money grubbing for herself. She's got hundreds of millions of dollars, billions in Swiss bank accounts, reportedly, and she's money grubbing.
Donald Trump could have set up trusts where all of his grandchildren for the next, you know, six generations would be millionaires. He could have retired to an island with.
But he risked, you know, everything on restoring the republic,
including knowing that there were going to be some very disgraceful skeletons that had to fall out of the closet, like the Billy Bush thing. He knew that was going to happen. He knew he was going to get slimed. So it took a lot of guts. People with a lot of skeletons in their closets, you know, people say, why don't you run for office? Skeletons, too many skeletons. So it takes a lot of guts for a guy like Donald Trump to actually do this, and knowing he's going to take all the slings and arrows. So I do respect and admire him.
Absolutely. All right, I'm out of time to Ben and Danny and Jesse and WC. I really appreciate the callers holding. I love you to death. We're going to be back tomorrow live and a lot more. Paul Watson's about to take over. But, hey, he is now president-elect, and he's gotten the Electoral College. They tried to block it. This is an incredible time, and all I can say is have a great Christmas and New Year, Mr. Bracken. We want to thank you for all you do, MHForeign and Domestic.com. I expect to see probably more of these attacks, don't you?
Absolutely. No doubt, and possibly even attacks from the left at the inauguration.
Can you imagine getting in a country that brought you in as an asylum seeker, gave you food, gave you money, and then you line up an 18-wheeler and run over men, women, and kids?
Well, I understand the Islamic motivation, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see like a left-wing Weather Underground kind of reaction at this point. You know, the William Ayers type of a thing. I wouldn't be surprised to see, for example, drones being used to attack the inauguration parade. Very easy.
You know, and also, I think making themselves victims. I think of false flags in the wind. We've got to all watch that. Thank you, Matt Bragan. Nobody be violent on our side, folks. Do not. Be like Gandhi. I'm going to come introduce Paul Watson. Stay with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.
Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Good evening, TV. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists giving you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, trying to restore the Republic, trying to save the planet from the eugenicist-based globalists. We're having a huge effect. Paul Watson is taking over as we speak. I wanted to play this clip of the Russian news talking about the fact that Putin-Russian ambassador's murder is a provocation aimed at undermining Syrian peace process. Very powerful report. Paul filed on this, breaking it down. That's at Infowars.com. But here is that report.
Russian Ambassador Andrei Karlov was shot dead in a horrific attack in Turkey by a terrorist upset that Russia had just wiped out jihadist rebels Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Aleppo. The gunman, a 22-year-old Turkish police officer, confirmed that he was a member of the Religion of Peace by yelling Allah Akbar twice immediately after the shooting. He also pledged allegiance to Muhammad in his jihad, Nothing to do with Islam, then. Reports are circulating that Barack Obama immediately ordered weapons to be delivered to the moderate terrorist who shot the ambassador.
That's what they're actually doing now, escalating the war in Syria. Now that's just the intro to the Russian ambassador shot dead, what they're not telling you. Here is the clip from RT that I was mentioning. Putin, Russian ambassador's murder is a provocation aimed at undermining Syrian peace process.
This murder is clearly a provocation aimed at undermining the improvement and the normalization of the Russian-Turkish relations, as well as at undermining the peace process in Syria promoted by Russia, Turkey, Iran, and other countries interested in settling this conflict in Syria. The only response we should offer to this murder is stepping up our fight against terror, and the criminals will feel the heat. The Russian investigative committee has already launched an investigation into this killing. It's been tasked with forming a working group which will have to fly to Ankara and join its Turkish colleagues in jointly investigating this murder. This is something we agreed on in my telephone conversation with the Turkish president just now. We have to know who organized the killing.
All right, that's good.
Who gave orders to...
Full clips up on InfoWars.com. And please spread that link to InfoWars.com and our backup, PrisonPlanet.com, because major state-sponsored organizations do not want you to be able to spread those links in these critical days leading up to Trump's inauguration. Remember, this isn't happening in a vacuum. All over the world, globalism is in retreat. All over the world, globalism is in crisis. Now, joining us is Paul Joseph Watson, one of the hardest working guys out there in media, not just for InfoWars, our MVP, who hosts the show, writes articles, and does research, and battles on Twitter and Facebook. So much happening, but I got to tell you, it happened. We've got Trump now basically securing the electoral votes he needs, getting the Electoral College to follow its duty. Now the media is calling it the anointing of him, as if he's not elected. Do you expect them to back off now or only intensify their operations? Because the parallels to World War I, trying to start a larger conflict, and the fact that the Russians think NATO's behind this, I absolutely agree. That's who benefits Key Bono.
Well, if you asked if they're going to back off. They've tried five different things, Alex. They've tried the recount. They've tried the riots. They've tried voter intimidation threatening the electors. They've tried the fake news narrative. They've tried the Russian hacking narrative. Every single one of those five schemes has failed. You would think by this point they would give up and get tired of miserably failing, but they haven't. You look at Michael Moore's tweets last night, Alex. This is his tweet. He's not president for 4.5 weeks. Next idea. And then in another tweet, he's talking about Trump is not president until 12 noon on January 20th. We'll continue to fight. So even though they had the electoral vote, they're still not done. They're still desperate to sabotage this Democratic election any way possible.
While saying everywhere before, when Trump was afraid they were going to try to steal it, which they tried to, look out, they're going to try to steal it. They said there's no such thing. It's never existed. But in the same breath, but everybody's hacking. The Russians are taking over. We've got to federalize it to keep it safe. And now five states are coming out saying the feds were hacking into their computers trying to flip it to Hillary. I mean, this is incredible. And Bev Harris, the big liberal who's totally trustworthy, who exposed the 2000 debacle, has come out and said they tried to steal it from Trump. And of course, she even has an HBO documentary. So the fact is the Democrats are trying to steal this. Do you think they'll give up? Or I mean, are they out of bullets? What do they do?
Well, they might be figuratively out of bullets, but maybe not literally. The media has pushed this hysterical narrative that Trump represents a threat to the world for the past 6 to 8 months. They've already been several assassination attempts on Trump, and I wouldn't be surprised to see another one. And that will be the media's fake news that radicalizes that shooter. If that happens, that's a very real threat. But on top of Michael Moore, Alex, you'll like this. Glenn Beck is trending at the top of Twitter right now because he's announced an alliance with the far-left Samantha Bee Comedy Central woman to fight Trumpism. So this is the guy, Alex, who is notorious, has made a speciality out of stabbing authentic grassroots political movements in the back.
I told people 6 years ago he was a Trojan horse, an actor, a globalist Democratic operative, because I had it from inside people. Now it's completely proven. He is the Judas Iscariot, the Benedict Arnold. He goes on the news and says, conservatives are fake. We're frauds. It's all a scam. But they have these real fake news channels go on NPR and speak for me and go, here's how Alex does it. So that's all he's got now, is going on these shows and groveling and begging for mainstream shows. I mean, this guy is worse than I ever thought. Whoa.
That's exactly what it is. He was sat there with her groveling, eating cake and talking about how much they have in common.
Well, he knew they were going to install Hillary. He thought that for sure. He thought he bet on the good horse. He knew net censorship was coming. Drudge was told this too, but came and warned people here. He was told that they were going to censor. He decided to roll over. He was told they were going to shut down the independent press. He was told they were coming after the alt-right. He was told Facebook was going to do this. So he went and met on his belly like a snake, crawling to Zuckerberg. Remember that? And so he's chosen to join with Soros.
Yeah, because he stabs authentic grassroots political movements in the back. That's what he does. He did it in 2007, implied that Ron Paul supporters were domestic terrorists. In 2012, when Ron Paul ran again, he compared Ron Paul to Osama bin Laden. This is a guy who stabs authentic grassroots political movements in the back. Now, Ron Paul was a lot less on a lower scale than Trump, but same rule applies, an authentic grassroots.
We know that Glenn Beck is literally the biggest scumbag in America. Because at least Moore with his six bodyguards that says we can't have guns, you know, is open about his hate of this country. When you're dealing with somebody like Beck, you are dealing with the ultimate phony, the ultimate psychopath. That's why he always acts nice and sweet and cute, because they don't know how to act like that, so they put on this, you know, fake deal like, look, I've got a puppy, I've got candy. I mean, he is the creepiest guy in those sweaters he wears to all look kind of wimpy on purpose. I mean, this guy is a predator. Paul, I'm handing the baton to you. We salute you. Have a fabulous Christmas coming up, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex. And continuing on that same vein, we've got an article out of the Daily Beast here, which I'll get on to read some of. But basically, Glenn Beck met up for this little cute 7-minute YouTube video with Samantha Bee, the far-left Comedy Central, quote, comedian. And basically, they held hands, they shared a cake, they talked about what they had in common, they talked about forming an alliance, again, to sabotage Donald Trump, to fight Trumpism, went into a whole dialogue about how he's going to destroy freedom of the press, he's going to kill the First Amendment, again, complete hysteria. The media's been pushing it for months. We know it's false. But again, this is a guy who is notorious for stabbing grassroots, authentic political movements in the back. You had the Ron Paul movement, 2007. He got on CNN. Remember, that's when he was back on CNN. Said that basically Ron Paul supporters were terrorists. That's what he implied. And that the army should be used against them. Fast forward to 2012, Ron Paul running for president again. He said that Ron Paul was like Osama bin Laden. Okay, so now you've got the Trump movement, which is an authentic grassroots political movement, albeit on a larger scale than the Ron Paul movement, but same rule applies. Again, stabbing it in the back. At the cost of his own audience, remember we featured the graphs before from theblaze.com, their traffic since April, May, June of this year is completely falling off a cliff. Because none of what he is saying resonates with any of his audience. Which is why, as Alex has said, he's had to worm himself in with people like Zuckerberg, with people on the far left. Remember, this is a guy who wrote an op-ed for the New York Times saying how great Black Lives Matter was. This is a movement, Black Lives Matter, whose ideological guru, the name, the woman, they chant her name at every single rally, Asarta Shakur, who is a convicted cop killer on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Okay, that's your ideological guru of Black Lives Matter. This is a group whose extremist violent rhetoric has caused terrorist attacks that have killed police officers. But Glenn Beck comes out and says, no, it's a perfectly rational, reasonable movement. We need to build bridges with it. It's like saying we need to build bridges with the Klan or with Dylann Roof. I mean, that's the equivalent. It's caused violence. It's caused bloodshed. And then Trump gets up with Samantha Bee for this cute 7-minute video. And they have a meeting of the minds and they eat cake and talk about how bad Donald Trump is. It's absolutely sickening. But again, no surprise given Glenn Beck's history. But again, absolutely shocking. In the next segment, or after the next segment, we're going to talk to Annabelle Schunker about what's taking place in Germany. She's on the ground there. She's a journalist. We have ISIS, who have just come out and claimed responsibility. The Islamic State said an Islamic State soldier carried out the attack. So I guess that's nothing to do with Islam. Of course, today we had the development that the Pakistani refugee they initially arrested, they're now saying it's not him. He had nothing to do with the attack. Is that part of the cover-up? If not, then we still have an armed terrorist on the run in Germany, but ISIS has claimed responsibility for that attack. We'll be back with more news on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.
Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Z
our show.
Bill, I've on the Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into the news, I just want to draw your attention to InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the 2016 Christmas Super Sale Special. Again, we're under constant attack, not only in the media, but also direct hack attack, as Alex has talked about on numerous occasions. They're now characterizing as fake news. We actually have Facebook banning our links to desperately try to prevent people from learning the truth, which is why we need your support at InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the Christmas Super Sale Special, free store-wide shipping on everything right now. You have massive discounts, Living Defense 30% off, Super Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off right now. Brain Force Plus, even more powerful than the old formula, 33% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, we all need that at this time of year, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Huge store-wide discounts, free shipping. Order today, and you get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. So instead of buying your loved one some useless piece of tat that they're not even going to want and are just going to throw away or re-gift anyway, get the products that have worked so well for everybody else. You can read the independent five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, these are really good products and really huge discounts, particularly Brain Force Plus. I've recommended that on numerous occasions. It works for me. I use it regularly. It helps you with cognitive thinking, helps you with cognitive skills. Also, socially, it helps you. Again, Brain Force Plus. Don't take too many of them because that is potent stuff. Read up on nootropics, basically what all the whiz kids in Silicon Valley are taking, and it can really help you too, and it's available with a massive discount, as are all the other products at InfoWarsLife.com. Free store-wide shipping, and you will get your products by Christmas if you order today. Now, I'm going to talk about the Berlin truck attack, as CNN called it. Again, the truck just drove into a Christmas market of its own accord. There was no ideology behind it whatsoever. We're going to get into that in the next segment with our guest who is on the ground in Germany. But what, with all that was going on yesterday, we were unable, or I was unable at least, to properly focus on the delicious outcome of the electoral voting when for weeks and weeks you had this hysterical campaign by the likes of Michael Moore, by C-rate celebrities in Hollywood. Remember, they came out with that video immediately before. By Hillary Clinton supporters who deluged Republican electors with thousands upon thousands of emails, letters, phone calls, of course, many death threats along with it because they're tolerant liberals, all to try and make them change their mind and not vote for Donald Trump. Well, what happened yesterday? Okay, two electors in Texas changed their mind and didn't vote for Donald Trump. Two. Five electors didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. That's right, five electors abandoned Hillary Clinton. And three more, this is what the media won't admit, three more tried to defect. They were replaced. So in total, you had eight electors try to abandon Hillary Clinton and not vote for Hillary in the electoral vote, compared to just two for Donald Trump. After a weeks-long campaign of harassment, intimidation, death threats, celebrities coming out with their ridiculous YouTube videos trying to get Republicans to change their mind. As I predicted before this happened, all this harassment, all these letters, only made Republican electors more determined to vote for Trump. It actually had the opposite effect. So much fail from the left. The recount failed. The riots failed. Threatening the electors failed. The fake news narrative failed. Russian hacking failed. They failed again and again and again. And they're going to continue to fail. So again, Hillary Clinton lost more electors than any politician in the last 100 years. Not since 1912 has a candidate lost more electors. Let that sink in. Again, absolutely delicious. But again, you've got Michael Moore coming out today and saying, we're not done. They're not bored of failing yet. They're going to continue to fail. They're going to try and pull off something, God knows what, between now and January 20th. Michael Moore tweeted last night, after the electoral vote, quote, he's not president for 4.5 weeks. Next idea. Well, here's an idea, Michael. Why don't you take a look in the mirror? Why don't you ask yourselves why you lost? You know, have a little bit of self-reflection. Why don't you stop trying to sabotage a democratic election? How's that for an idea? But no, they're so pleased with themselves for failing 5 times consecutively that they're going to continue to try to fail again and again, and Donald Trump is going to win again and again and again. We'll be back with our guest in the next segment. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for the devastating terror attack in Berlin yesterday, of course. The horrible sight of a truck having been driven through a Christmas market, at least 12 people dead, dozens more injured. The suspect, as of this moment, is still on the run. They arrested a Pakistani refugee, then claimed that he had nothing to do with the attack. So an armed terrorist still on the run in Berlin. As we discuss, again, moving towards New Year's Eve, we know what happened in Cologne last year. The impact of the mass migrant policy that Angela Merkel has overseen in Germany. And to discuss that, we are talking to Annabel Schonker, who is a model and journalist there in Germany. Annabel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. How
good
are
to
you?
Have you on. Now, of course, you've been covering this. You're there on the ground. First, I just want to get your general reaction to what happened yesterday in Berlin. How did you find out about this horrible attack, and what were your initial thoughts when you saw this happen?
My first thought was just, this is a terrorist attack. To me, it was totally clear what happened in this moment, because it reminds me of what happened in Nice, for example, and so it was really clear what happened. It was just a matter of time, I think.
We had a CNN speculating for what seemed like hours, whether it was an accident. It seemed like they were hoping that it was. Obviously, as you said, identical to Nice. Now Islamic State has claimed responsibility. But, of course, this comes after Germany has imported 1.5 million mostly Muslim migrants over the past 18 months. Numerous migrants involved in the mass molestation in Cologne, rapes of German women. Of course, we had the migrant who tried to blow himself up outside a music festival earlier in the summer. Several other incidents. They're saying that the migrant numbers coming into Germany have now dropped off, that there's only 300,000 migrants a year coming into Germany. Like, that's a small number. You live in Germany. You've experienced the impact that this migrant influx has had. In what ways has life for Germans changed since Angela Merkel opened the door to this migrant influx?
Life in Germany has totally changed, I have to say. I talk a lot with other women. For example, they write me mails the whole day. They are scared of going out. They ask themselves what to wear when they go out. And, especially the life of the women in Germany has totally changed. And after this terrorist attack in Berlin now, I think the life of all people, will be changed.
I mean, I visited Dresden back in the summer, and there was a migrant camp located nearby, and you could see that there was a group of migrants. Again, the locals were complaining about drug dealing. I saw them with my own eyes harassing women. So you've experienced that too, have you? I mean, I receive emails from German women basically every week complaining about their treatment. So you're saying you no longer feel safe walking the streets at night in Germany, correct?
Yeah, this is correct. After Cologne, my first step was to buy me, don't know the English, but I think pepper spray and a kind of alarm for my bag. And yeah, this was the first step. And I know many women who did the same.
No, I mean, exactly. You've got sales of, quote, non-lethal weapons in Germany flying off the shelves. They can't get the stock in quick enough. And that is because, as you said, you've got incidents like Cologne last year, also Hamburg as well. Meanwhile, you've got the mayor of Cologne saying, keep the rapist at arm's length. Like, that's anyway reasonable kind of advice to women. This year in Cologne, you have a huge police operation, again, at taxpayer expense. And according to what I read about this, the German police, the special officers in Cologne, are going to talk to the victims of sexual assaults after the attack. So they're not even going to try and prevent the attack. They acknowledge that they can't prevent the attacks. They're just going to console people afterwards. I mean, do you envisage more sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve in these other German cities? Do you think that's going to happen again this year?
I don't know. I think in Cologne it's not going to happen, because I think it will be the safest place in Germany on this New Year's Eve. So I don't think this would happen again in Cologne, but I'm sure it will happen in other towns, maybe smaller towns. That would be. So, yeah.
And of course, we know there was a huge cover up in the media in the first few days of that. They refused to report on it. But we have Angela Merkel. Now, this is what confuses me whenever I read about Angela Merkel. because we see all these horrible stories coming out of Germany. And yet, according to the latest polls, Angela Merkel still has the support of the majority of the German people. So it was 56% supported her in the next election. She still maintains strong support from the German people despite all this. So why, after everything that's happened, Annabelle, is Angela Merkel still popular in Germany?
That's a really good question. I don't know the exact answer. I'm asking myself this question all the time. This country is just crazy, I think. It's a lot about, the people have high moral standards and they talk about humanism and, about that we are guilty in a way and have to give something back to the people. And this is the mood which inspires these people to help the refugees no matter what and support Angela Merkel.
And I mean, that's something that we often can't grasp in different countries is, how deeply ingrained is that kind of World War II Hitler guilt? I mean, of course, because that's what's driving a lot of people, but it's driving younger people still to adopt these suicidal leftist worldviews in Germany. So is that kind of collective guilt ingrained into the German people at a young age? Is it, you know, at the educational, at the school level, that they have to be guilty about Hitler and World War II? Is that actually in the schooling?
Yeah, this is... indeed, in the schooling, it's about education, and I think it's not only the World War II. It's new topics like the Third World and what we have done to the Third World and things like that, and it's a mixture of both. Things, the World War II and these Third World things and war in Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan and all these stuff together, yeah.
And I mean, it's so bad at this point. There's quite a famous video which I put up on Twitter earlier today of Angela Merkel. She's at a public event. One of her other, I think it's one of her ministers, hands her a German flag. And she kind of shakes her head and says, no, 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 and then hands the German flag to somebody else. She didn't even want to be seen on stage with a German flag, the flag of her own country. There's also a video of, you know, people go on marches, on protests. They wave the German flag. The police say, you can't wave the German flag. It might offend somebody. It might stir up trouble. So how bad is the situation in Germany where your own flag is now seen as offensive and can't even be shown in public, and your own chancellor is ashamed of her own flag?
This is so typical German. The people have such a problem with patriotism and to be proud of their own country. This is a big problem in Germany, and it's also a big problem in case of integration of refugees and migrants, because of the fact we are ashamed of our own identity, of our own country, and this is not very attractive for migrants to identify with people of a country who are ashamed of their own national identity.
Exactly, and you saw the video there we just played it of Merkel ashamed of her own flag. You also have something else that I've noticed, and I included this in my recent video. You have government commercials on television in Germany where it's a blonde German woman saying how wonderful hijabs are and that Germans need to embrace multiculturalism. You have Christmas markets, much like the one that was just attacked by an Islamic terrorist, where they have Christmas songs Islamified. They take original Christian songs, Islamify them, make Muslim migrants sing them. They broadcast this live on television. I mean, you talked about the schooling, the education. In terms of culture, in terms of television. Do you see this in the culture where they're forcing, indoctrinating people to kind of accept this idea that they have to integrate with the migrants, not that the migrants have to integrate into Germany? Have you seen that in the culture?
Yeah, it's all about cultural relativism. In Germany, you have this in school, you have this at a university. It's the whole, it's the topic, cultural relativism, and you have to tolerate the culture of the migrants, of people who wear hijab and stuff like that. But the problem is they don't tolerate our culture. And, this is the problem, because we are not proud enough to, protect our own identity.
I mean, that's when it's a problem, when you're asked to tolerate a culture which at its very root is barbaric, is regressive, is itself intolerant. In a supposedly liberal, tolerant society, you're being asked to tolerate that. It makes absolutely no sense. The other thing that shocked me about Germany, of course, you had the head of the Green Party, Stephanie von Berg, come out last year, and she celebrated the fact that Germans, native Germans, will be a minority in their own cities within 30 years. She got up in front of the parliament and celebrated that fact, because it would prove right-wingers wrong. So they're talking about the demographic suicide of the German people just to prove a point. I mean, Annabelle, do you think that they're doing that just for political power, so they can have all these migrants come in and vote for left-wing parties? Or is there something more to that demographic suicide of the German people?
It's definitely something more, because members of the Green Party, or a lot of members of the Green Party in Germany, are something that we call anti-Deutsche, anti-Germans. And this is, some kind of ideology of people who really hate Germany and the German identity, and who are quite happy if we delete ourselves from the world.
It's amazing. Now, on top of this, we've got Facebook, Twitter, other social media websites not only censoring people. In fact, the German government demanded that Facebook delete certain content within 24 hours, or they would fine the company, and they would fine Facebook. You were censored on Facebook recently in relation to this migrant crisis. Tell us what happened.
I was blocked from Facebook for about 30 days because of posting a mail I got from a migrant person who offended me in a real bad way. He said to me, I really need the pum 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 cock in me. And I posted this mail and got blocked from Facebook for 30 days.
But basically, you were sexually harassed, at least on message, by one of these migrants. That is harassment, according to Facebook's own policies. You posted that image on Facebook and said, look, I'm being harassed by this individual. And he wasn't banned. You were banned. So that gives you an insight into how Facebook is treating this. Now, as we know, that the Stasi is involved, former Stasi official, involved with censorship with Facebook and with the German government. Absolutely amazing. And now Germans are getting home visits from the police if they criticize the migrant policy in their own country. It's absolutely frightening. Where do you see this going, Annabelle? Do you think Merkel will be forced to change her policy? Will she be elected in the election next year? Is it the end for Angela Merkel, or do you think this will continue to get worse?
it's not the end of Angela Merkel. As you already said, the Germans, still vote for Angela Merkel, and I'm pretty sure that they will vote for her in the next elections in 2017. And so nothing will change. And this is the big problem for all the people here who criticize Angela Merkel's policy.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I thought Sweden would be the first European country to really have its back broken, but Germany is certainly providing stiff competition. Just here in the final minute, Annabelle, tell people where they can find you on Twitter and how they can read your articles.
They can read my articles on Tillis Einblick and also on Huffington Post. The English translations are coming up on my website, annabelleschunke.com. You can find me also on Twitter, Annie Rockstar, and on Facebook, Annabelle Schunke.
Okay, and I'll be sure to link to those pages when this interview goes up on YouTube. Journalist for the Huffington Post and other outlets, Annabelle Schunke, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Take care. There goes Annabelle Schunke from Germany. And again, ISIS has now claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack in Berlin. Of course, now they're building barriers around every single Christmas market in Berlin, not building barriers around their own border. In fact, not even enforcing their own border laws. 300,000 migrants still coming in. At first they were saying, yes, it's been 1.5 million migrants over the past 18 months, but it's dropping off. We're scaling back the policy. Only going to be 300,000 every single year now. And that is the total immigration into the UK every year. Germany is doing it just on that one level alone. We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show after the break. Don't go away.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into some final news items, I want to tell you about, again, the Christmas specials at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the all-new Brain Force Plus for 33% off. Absolutely huge discount. You can buy this in bulk, make good on that saving right now. Basically, this is a nootropic. It fires up your cognitive neurons. It really helps you think more clearly. It helps you work if you're doing tasks, if you're doing writing, if you're speaking. It helps you in social situations. You get 20% more capsules per bottle with this deal. A brand new supercharger ingredient, black pepper extract, a higher concentration of key ingredients, and it's the same low price as the original Brain Force. Also, with 33% off for this Christmas discount, and again, store-wide free shipping, if you order this right now, you'll get it before Christmas, and this makes a great gift. People are really into nootropics right now for good reason. They've got proven success, and InfoWars Brain Force Plus is one of the leading products in this arena. Independent five-star reviews available at InfoWarsLife.com. Support this network as it's under constant attack, especially at this time of year. And again, make these into a gift. Instead of buying tat that people don't want, people don't need, instead of supporting corporations that don't even support the American way, don't even support Donald Trump, don't even support basic values and decency, get our products and support our network so we can take on the mainstream media as it desperately, ceaselessly attacks us on a daily basis. InfoWarsLife.com. The Daily Express reports, nativity scene removed over fears it will offend towns for Muslims. This is in Belgium. If this came out of Molenbeek in Belgium, which is an Islamic ghetto, maybe it would make more sense. But this is a town in Belgium which has a population of just four Muslims, and town chiefs allegedly refused to include a traditional festive display in Holsbeek, Belgium, over fears it could upset a member of the minuscule Muslim population. So it was a Christmas tree, God forbid, can't say Merry Christmas, you can't even say Happy Holidays anymore. The university, Texas Women's University, banned saying Happy Holidays because even that wasn't politically correct enough. But this was a Christmas tree and a model of baby Jesus in a manger in the center of town. And because some local politicians thought that it might offend the four Muslims who live there, quote, too provocative for them, they decided to remove it. In many cases, you find that these Muslims, they don't even care. It's politicians getting offended on behalf of other people. In fact, they had a shop in Islington, London, not far from me, which was called Very British. And they sold all these nice little items made in Britain, you know, with the Union Jack flag. The locals didn't like it. They wanted it shut down because it was racist to call a shop British and sell things made in Britain. Meanwhile, in the same area of London, you have Romanian shops that say Romanian shop on the front. You have Polish shops. You have Islamic shops. You've literally got Islamic bookstores, halal butchers, every three shops down the road. But God forbid, if you try to have a British shop in Britain, that's racist, and you will be shut down. Just to exemplify some of the political correctness that we're dealing with right now in this country. German ministers turn on Angela Merkel amid call for martial law after Berlin. At last, some ministers, some of her, quote, allies, are coming forward and saying, surely, after 1.5 million migrants, after Cologne, Hamburg, numerous sexual assaults, rapes, murders, surely it's time to take a look at this disastrous red carpet migrant policy. That's going to wrap it up for the show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up. Alex will be back with the main show tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.